shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Donkey Galway gone to Mississippi.
Whose idea was that?
Are you telling me you don't think I look good?
Maybe you should rephrase the question.
We must be ready all the time for the atomic bomb.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
World famous Phil Henry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night, where truth is our bitch. And on this show, we take you through the looking glass tonight. Sandra Bullock has adopted a black baby and has had the child circumcised, and all kinds of marvelous news. We have Emery Clayton, Professor Emery Clayton, checking in on that. And also the Arizona tea boycott. We will have one of the organizers of the Arizona tea boycott. One of the problems with the Arizona tea boycott is that Arizona tea is made in New York. It's not made in Arizona. And so when you boycott Arizona iced tea, you ain't hurting Arizona if that's what you want to do. And I don't know if that's indicative of the gray matter and the intelligence level of people that are boycotting the state of Arizona over the immigration law. I don't know. We're going to talk to Ms. Bobby Dooley of Western Estates, California, who is one of the organizers of said boycott. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night here, our number 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight. We'd like to mention our great friends in Atlanta, WCFO, 1150 AM. Great people in Atlanta. Just paid a visit to those guys. That's WCFO. And our brand-new affiliate, Sulphur Springs, Texas, which is KRBR, 99.7 FM, KRBR in Sulphur Springs, Texas. I want to make sure I got that right. Yes. So we're very grateful to have all of the great stations we've got on our network. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, which is the sort of companion piece. We're online as well as on the air. And you can watch us a live streaming video right now and listen to live streaming audio. You can watch the show performed if you'd like over at our website, philhenryshow.com. Joining us is Ms. Bobby Dooley. Her husband, Steve, is also joining us. They are members not only of the Homeowners Association over there, but also a parent-teacher organization in Western Estates, California. Ms. Dooley, thanks for joining us. How are you this evening?
Oh, we're doing very well, Phil. Thank you very much for having us.
And your husband, Steve, is there, right?
I'm just there. How are you?
Very good, sir. I know there's a lot of people, Ms. Dooley, that were involved in organizing this boycott.
I wanted to point out just one thing. We were not the primary people who started this. You indicated in the beginning of the program that we were the ones that had the idea. No, we were not. Obviously, it was someone who was not quite aware of the situation, but we did join.
All right, so you were not the prime, but we've seen your name on a lot of the information. First of all, you're boycotting, and we'll get into the fact that the Arizona tea company is not in Arizona, but you are boycotting different companies as well, aren't you?
We have targeted different companies. We're opposed to the Arizona immigration law because we do think that it is a racist law, that it targets Mexican people, that it is unfair to stop a Mexican. To that extent, we will do what we can.
You're not in Arizona. You're in California.
That is correct, yeah.
You do that.
No, I know that you're in California, but I wanted to reiterate that for my audience because this is the national nature of this. For all I know, it's an international nature. And the national nature of this protest takes the form of some kind of a economic boycott, so I wanted people to know.
No, that is correct. We are in California. Having said that, California can affect the Arizona economy very severely. There are quite a few people in the state of California who buy Arizona products.
All right. I wanted to ask you about this Arizona tea boycott. It is now, and this happened, I think, on Twitter when George Lopez made a joke about Arizona iced tea. And the owner of the company, or one of the principals of the company, a gentleman by the name of Don Voltaggio, put a notice up on Twitter that they were big fans, but they're a New York company.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so what do you say to people that you're boycotting Arizona iced tea even though it's a New York company?
Well, first of all, I think it's interesting that the reactionary conservatives are having a lot of fun with this. We are still going to boycott Arizona Ice Tea. And the reason why we're doing that is because we are going full speed ahead with the boycott to show that we do have the numbers. My father used to say that once you've decided on a course of action, you should never back off of that.
Well, you mentioning the reactionary right-wingers, what do you mean by that? I mean, is it not a fair thing to say that boycotting a company that isn't in Arizona is not the most accurate way of going about things?
Well, I don't know, but I will tell you this, Mr. Hendry. The insults that were directed at the level of my intelligence and my husband by some of the right-wingers that support this law, what they have bought for themselves is a company, the Arizona Ice Tea Company, which will be punished for this law. And we are going to continue the boycott because of these insults.
Yes, it's what an insult is. Watch this.
Exactly. Watch this.
Watch this, meaning what?
Meaning if they want to say that we're too stupid to know whether a company is in Arizona or New York, then guess what? We're going to continue to boycott that company as a way of showing those right-wingers that they should be a little bit more respectful, I think.
Is it respectful, Ms. Dooley, to continue boycotting a company that is not in Arizona, but is in fact is in New York?
Well, is it respectful to call me or my husband or those of us who are involved in the early planning stages of this boycott stupid? Is that respectful?
It probably is not respectful, no. But nonetheless, and it's not even saying it's accurate, but nonetheless, it's a part of questioning why you would boycott a company that is not in Arizona.
Because it is called...
It's called the Arizona Ice Tea Company.
It's called the Arizona Ice Tea Company.
Yeah, but it's not in Arizona.
And I am aware of that, Mr. Hendry. We know it's not in Arizona. But we are pushing forward with the boycott because we have received one too many insults about our commitment to dismantling this law. We've received one too many insults about our intelligence. We're really, we're in this for the long haul. And so I'm sorry that the Arizona Ice Tea Company is going to get hurt. But the fact is, they're being hurt not by me. They're being hurt by the very people that think think they're supporting their company.
Yeah, think that they're supporting their company.
Well, that's like saying, so in other words, you're saying that the Arizona Ice Tea Company is hurting itself because it's called the Arizona Ice Tea Company.
No, I didn't say that. But you know what? I really think there is something to be said for any company or any ongoing concern that isn't smart enough, to package their public image. We are pushing ahead with this boycott to show the impact that we can have.
All right. You know that you're not hurting a company in Arizona.
That's true, yes.
All right. So if you boycott Arizona Ice Tea, you hurt a company and an employer in New York.
Oh, well, that's one more thing. You said it's in New York, right?
Yeah.
Well, they most likely hire, and I really hate to say this, but if it is in New York, they most likely hire illegal South American workers.
Yeah, probably on the West.
So there probably is a sweatshop situation going there.
All right, so the Arizona Ice Tea Company is in New York, and now you're saying they probably hire illegal South American workers. So what are we talking about then? Are we talking about sending those workers back home?
We are talking about protecting illegal workers and illegal immigrants that the Arizona law does not do and that the Arizona Ice Tea Company doesn't do.
But you don't know that for sure.
We don't. You know what? We don't know it for sure, but you know what?
They probably are.
Well, they probably are what? They probably have South American workers that are here illegally working in a sweatshop.
They're almost 100% sure.
We are pretty sure that if we continue our boycott of Arizona iced tea, that we're going to make the point that Arizona and this law are wrong.
And even though the Ms. Dooley, the company is not in Arizona.
Well, they're going to get hurt, and I think people are going to see that even if you're not in Arizona, you called yourself the Arizona Iced Tea Company. You were inviting this kind of controversy. You've got South Americans in a sweatshop.
Which you don't know for a fact.
Well,
we're pretty sure. And at the end of the day, the individuals that called me stupid, and I saw the online postings, and I saw some of the comments on Twitter. If I'm so stupid, let's see what happens to Arizona Iced Tea.
All right. I just want you to know one thing, and then we're going to take a break and we'll take some phone calls. There are people that are employed at Arizona Iced Tea.
But they're South Americans.
We're talking about illegal South Americans, Phil.
No, that you know that there's people employed at Arizona Iced Tea in New York who are American citizens who are going to be, if your boycott is successful, are going to be hurt. They may be out of a job. They don't live in Arizona. They're not part of a state that is passing this law. They're employees of an ongoing concern in the state of New York. Those people will be without a job, and your little boycott will be successful targeting a company that isn't in Arizona. How do you explain that? How do you feel you're successful when you do that?
Ask the people that called me stupid on Twitter. Ask the people that malign me, called me a slut.
Don't call her, my wife, a whore.
Called me a whore on Twitter. Ask them.
Well, then why don't you hurt them?
I don't know who they are. I can't get at them. So guess what they did? They have hurt innocent people. I have been forced to go after innocent people because the people who called me a slut on Twitter are too frightened to come out of the woodwork.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here. Two people of many who have called for boycotts of different companies that are based in, different companies, most of which are based in Arizona, but the one that they're boycotting is not based in Arizona. It's based in New York. It's the Arizona Iced Tea Company. They know it's based in New York, but they're going full steam ahead, as she said, boycotting them because it's too late, and they've been insulted by a lot of people calling her unintelligent, using the word slut. And so even if they have to put people out of work who are employed in a company that is based in another state, that's what they're going to do to make their point. Misguided, are you going to drink Arizona iced tea, folks? Are you opposed to this law? I'll tell you, I'm in favor of the Arizona immigration law. But even if I were opposed to it, I'd drink Arizona iced tea. If for no other reason than to make a point to this woman and her husband. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Your phone calls for our guest Bobby Dooley next at 877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I want to start all over again.
No.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And so let me just read the story here, Ms. Dooley, because you've probably, maybe you've heard it, but my listeners, a New York-based beverage company finds itself in the middle of a controversy.
We've heard this story.
I know you have, but I want to read it for my listeners. A New York-based beverage company finds itself in the middle of the controversy of an Arizona immigration law simply because it shares its name with the state.
That is not the reason. There are other reasons why we're boycotting Arizona tea.
Well, what would those be? You told me, in other words, you told me that you were boycotting the Arizona Iced Tea Company because people called you stupid and called you a slut, and so now you're going after them.
Well, there's no doubt that I want to hurt anyone that would call me stupid. Yes, we decided to boycott the Arizona Iced Tea Company because we thought they were in Arizona. When we found out that they were in New York, we were going to call off the boycott.
Okay, so why didn't you?
That's when the blogs began calling me stupid.
And that's when we said, okay, you can say that and watch what happens.
Right, watch what happens.
All right, I see. So you're, in other words, this is a spiteful thing.
No, not necessarily, because to be honest with you, Phil, when a day laborer is done with his work, he goes over to a supermarket and gets an ice-cold drink. We're boycotting the Arizona Iced Tea Company now because illegals probably drink cold tea. And we don't want them to drive that company out of business, too. So we don't hold the Arizona Iced Tea Company completely blameless.
Well, it sounds to me like you guys are looking for ways to hang this on the Arizona Iced Tea Company, and they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, they did. But my wife called a slut.
When your wife is called a slut?
The Arizona Iced Tea Company didn't call you a slut. What happened, according to you... All right.
Well, Phil, let me explain.
No, but Ms. Dooley, according to you, what you just said to me was that when you decided to call off the boy, when it was pointed out to you that the Arizona Iced Tea Company is not in Arizona, is in fact in New York, and you were going to call off the boycott, right?
That is correct.
All right. And then they posted some items in a blog calling you a slut and an idiot, and that's when you decided to go forward with it.
Absolutely. Because that's... You know, there's an old saying that you don't get between a dog and its meat, and I'm all in favor of being fair, and I'm all in favor of, you know what, if you make a mistake, that's okay. But if people are going to jump up into my you-know-what, and they want to come at me, then this is what they get.
Yeah, this is what they bought.
Yeah, they bought this. I hope they like it. I hope it fits.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to some phone calls here. Bobby and Steve Dooley, some people who are a part of the boycotting of Arizona Iced Tea, and they're continuing with this boycott, even though they know now that the company is in New York. Here's Kathy in San Bruno, California. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. As
yes.
I told the screener that I've never had mm-hmm. Arizona Iced mm-hmm. Tea. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm right here.
Hi. I told mm-hmm. the screeners that I've never had Arizona mm-hmm. iced tea, and mm-hmm. I'm actually now mm-hmm. going to be a big mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and buy some.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're
that's all I'm going to.
Well, that's because you're in favor of the law.
Yeah, I'm all for it. It's called
legal or illegal. Really.
And
we're talking about people that disagree with the law to boycott Arizona iced tea.
Right,
and
but like the
mm-hmm.
like the gentleman was saying, it's what you're doing mm-hmm. is picking on a company mm-hmm. that's not even in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that from the start, or mm-hmm. is that something that you just thought it was?
Well, if it's called Arizona Iced Tea, what would you think?
Well, I knew better. I read the label on the can. First of all, I would have done.
Well,
done some research.
Excuse me. You said you've never had it before.
It's called the world.
All right, hold on, Mr. Dooley. I can't hear the caller, okay?
Yeah,
World Wide Web. Anybody can look anything up.
I can't hear the caller, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kathy.
No, I mean, everyone has the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody has this
mm-hmm.
at their fingertips,
mm-hmm.
the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
One quick Google, you could have found out, but mm-hmm. now you're on an Internet.
If you are familiar with the Arizona Iced Tea, if you call it Arizona Iced Tea, I think it stands to reason it's somewhere in Arizona.
Well, you know, Chicago-style pizza isn't always made
mm-hmm.
in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
If you go down to the store and you go by to Pizza Hut and get a Chicago pizza, Chicago-style
mm-hmm.
pizza, it sure the heck didn't get delivered from Chicago.
Well, no, but it's Chicago style. It's not Chicago.
All right. Well, look, Ms. Dooley, I guess suffice to say that you thought it was in... So when you found out it was in New York, you decided you were going to continue.
Well, absolutely. And this lady is entitled to... she's entitled to support the law, but we never thought we were really going to turn her. We're talking about people that are opposed to the law.
So you got people who are opposed to this Arizona law who are going to boycott Arizona Iced Tea even though it's not in Arizona. And that's what people are saying. You're hurting a company, okay?
Well, then they shouldn't have called me a slut, okay?
It's a personal thing. It's not a legal thing now. That's what it became. It's became a personal thing, and you just need to...
It's become, not became.
Okay,
all right,
well,
but the point is that this is
I'm
not...
I'm an immigrant lady, well, and I got here legally.
Your grammar.
Think about that.
You're an immigrant from where?
From where? From Europe.
Oh, that's different? Yeah, you can come on a boat. You don't have to crawl under a fence.
You don't have to crawl under a fence.
Or maybe I swam. It's a hell of a lot longer than climbing under a fence. So who had
it harder? I doubt it. I, from the sound of your voice, it sounds like it's a little...
You're so funny to be on...
Yes, well, the lady said, the last lady we had on the line, we're back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, both of them opposed to the Arizona immigrant law, both of them leading a boycott of Arizona iced tea, even though Arizona iced tea is not in Arizona.
So one little point for you before you bring up the that woman that I was talking to.
Go ahead.
The media says nothing about the Tea Party, even though the original Tea Party was in Boston. They had one in Seattle. They have one in... Steve, what did they have?
Well, they had one like another city.
They've had them all over. And I don't hear anyone saying, oh, you know, the Tea Party is really about Boston. Well, you know and I know that no, it isn't. It's about everybody. And so the Arizona iced tea...
You're using a company as a symbol, a company that has done no harm to anyone other than sell them a product and get a fair price for it if people want to buy it, and you're going to boycott those people, use them as a symbol.
Yes, because of the...
Why, let me ask you something, Ms. Dooley, before we get to a phone call. Why would you be called something as vicious as a slut?
Because I happen to be in very good shape.
My wife has a picture of herself on her blog.
I have a picture of myself on my blog, and I'm in good shape.
Well, can we get a picture of the blog, so...
Nothing wrong with it.
No, I know there isn't, but if you could get it up, get the picture up on the screen here.
Get it up.
Mr. Dooley... Okay, well, that's a photograph of you, ma'am, wearing a bathing suit in heels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is, in fact, the back of the suit, you've got it pushed down. Look at... I'm not calling you a slut, but that's obviously a photograph that appeals to, you know.
Appeals to what? I have a great body, and appeals to what?
What did it say?
Well, you can see the back of her suit is pushed out. Why did you do that?
Because that is the European style. That is the European style. And I will tell you again, Mr. Henry, because I've got a great body doesn't mean I should be punished for jealous women like the one that I just talked to who want to keep me from boycotting Arizona iced tea, even if they're not in Arizona.
And they got nothing with the law.
And they have nothing with the law.
All right. I mean, but you're punishing those people because they called you a name.
I'm showing them who has the power.
Yeah, okay. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show, talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Arizona immigration law and their boycotting of Arizona iced tea, even though they're not located in Arizona. Here is Pat, and you're on the Phil Henry Show, Pat, with Mr. and Mrs. Dooley. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm listening to this lady. Just exactly. Is she against the immigration,
mm-hmm.
or is
mm-hmm.
she against because the company's based in New York?
No, I'm against, it's called Arizona iced tea.
About her great body and all that. You know, does she buy these designer clothes because they're made by slave labor?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you? You can, okay. The designer clothes that I buy are made in the United States by union workers. I don't really know if I do, but that's what I would like to think that I do, and I could check with my husband.
Yeah, I think most of you do.
Well, I mean, do you buy Tommy Hilfiger clothes?
Do I buy Atomic what?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger is a designer for men's clothing.
Okay,
when I get Steve a shirt, Steve a shirt, for instance, I'll get him probably Fruit of the Loom. Banana Republic, this kind of thing.
Well, Banana Republic,
Banana Republic's made over in Indonesia. Slave labor.
Because it's called Banana Republic doesn't mean that it's made in a Banana Republic. No. You're fooled by the name. I think you are.
Where is Banana Republic made?
Banana Republic's made in Guam. That's an American territory.
How do you feel now? An American territory.
We don't know if it's made. I don't know. Look it up, bud. Where is Banana Republic? Where are those clothes made? We'll find out about it. All right, Pat, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
If this is the way the phone calls are going to be, Phil, I mean, I dealt with him lickety-split. Wiping my hands off on that one.
No, he made a good point. You're not even sure where the clothes are made that you buy. Where's Banana Republic located?
I'm looking.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jamie. Jamie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, it is an honor to talk to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted.
Phil, here is Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hello,
Matt. Is Matt? Go ahead.
Hello. Just to let that lady know about the Arizona Ice Tea Company. The Arizona Ice Tea corporate headquarters is in New York.
I already know that.
Yeah, but she's boycotting anyway. Even if it's in New York, she's boycotting anyway.
And the reason why I am boycotting it anyway is
she's
because
affecting jobs in New Jersey.
People called me a slut on my blog.
So she doesn't seem to care about that, though.
No, I don't.
I'm way ahead of you on this, sir. Is there anything that I can help you with?
The gentleman's making a good point. He's saying that you're affecting jobs in New Jersey. You're affecting jobs. And by the way, we found out the Banana Republic is India and El Salvador.
Well, India is an ally of ours. It's a republic.
Does she know who actually
And they have atomic weapons. What's that, sir?
Who distributes Arizona iced tea?
Who distributes it?
Yes.
Whoever the truck driver is, I don't know what you mean by that. Who distributes it?
What's the name of the company that distributes it?
7-Up.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to do her research before she opens her mouth.
The Arizona tea distribution?
No.
Well, I guess you know. Do you know?
It is distributed by the 7-Up Coca-Cola, 7-Up Corporation.
So?
So you're affecting so many people's jobs without thinking.
You're missing the boat here. You're missing the boat.
You're like the scarecrow. If you only had a brain.
I am boycotting their company because we originally were boycotting them. Then we found out it was made in New York. We were going to lift the boycott. Then someone saw a picture of me in my bathing suit, and they called me a whore.
So we're
going
to continue with the boycott.
Your personal life does not affect everybody else's job.
The thing you are doing affects
everybody's job.
You need to understand I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. I'm a mother. I need to maintain my own station.
All right, 8778, thank you very much, sir. You know, these points that you're making, Ms. Dooley, now have nothing to do with the boycott or the law. This is all personal.
No, it is not personal, Phil. Let me say this to you, that we care about immigrants.
If you care about immigrants and you're boycotting Arizona iced tea and it's not based in Arizona, you're boycotting them because you were personally insulted, how does that help immigrants?
It helps the immigrants because I am able to go on another day as an individual committed to these social issues.
He's able to move forward, Mr. Henry.
And it helps the immigrants because people will take me seriously. And when they take me seriously, they take Mexicans seriously.
When they take you seriously, they take Mexicans seriously. Now, we just found out that Banana Republic...
I know. It's in India and El Salvador. You know...
God, you're rubbing it in.
Why are you rubbing it in?
Because you said that you didn't buy anything that was a sweatshop kind of product. Now, India and El Salvador... India may be a democracy.
And they have an atomic weapon. How could a country with the A-bomb have sweatshops?
How could a country with the A-bomb have sweatshops? Because in India, not only do they have the A-bomb, they have some of the most crushing poverty that the world has ever seen. Then we have El Salvador. God can only, I can only guess what conditions are like there. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Larry. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Phil. I was driving home from work. I had you tuned in, and I got hooked by this. Can you hear me okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got hooked on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, almost all clothes we are, have made are made elsewhere in the third world countries, et cetera. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the mandate that Arizona took. It's absolutely, it's almost identical to the federal mandate. Except the feds haven't done anything about it. They have issues in Arizona. They need to deal with it. And you have no proof that they're profiling. There's nothing to boycott.
I don't have any proof.
I don't have any proof of what?
I don't know what. I don't have any proof of what, sir.
I have proof that there will be profiling.
You don't know that there's profiling. And here's the other thing about profiling. I just want to say this. People at protest, I remember this with the Iraq War. It was almost like they wanted to see war crimes, and when they didn't see them, then they had to invent them. And if they don't see profiling going on by the Arizona police, they'll most likely be inventing profiling.
How dare you?
No, not how dare I. I just know how this goes, man. I wasn't born yesterday. You guys are going to be down in Arizona inventing profiling. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. No, I'm not giving a speech. I'm listening.
Phil, she's saying that there might be profiling. And as she said, there might be sweatshops in New York for the clothes, you know. She doesn't know.
Do you know what I'm doing right now?
She has too much air time. And
what are you doing?
I'm rubbing my phone on my rear end. I'm rubbing my phone on my rear end. You know why? Because the people that told me that I could not boycott Arizona Iced Tea called me a whore.
So you're rubbing the phone on your rear end. Why?
To tell them, you want some of that?
That's very adult. All right, Larry, thank you, sir, for your call. Yeah. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Period.
You're going to get...
What's that?
You know, you really got control of your show tonight, Phil. It's really impressive.
That's pretty good. You like the way my wife does that?
What?
Like, this is your show. These are the callers to your show, Phil. Hi, Phil.
Oh, shut up. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I think we have a very fine caller base tonight, and I got control of everything, okay? Still to come tonight, employees get fired for something. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil. Famous Phil Henry Show.
What are some of the companies? Are you boycotting just Arizona Iced Tea? What are some of the other companies?
Well, some of the other companies, we're not going to boycott Cold Stone Creamery.
Well, see, now Cold Stone Creamery is located in Arizona. Why wouldn't you boycott them?
We happen to like that product. I don't understand your question.
Why wouldn't you boycott Cold Stone Creamery if they're located in Arizona and you have a problem with the Arizona immigration law?
Because we like the product.
My wife said we like the product, Mr. Edmonds.
Oh, you like the product. What about U-Haul?
No, we like that product.
GoDaddy, you like that product too?
Yes, and my son has a Fender guitar. So, Mr. Henry, I don't know the point of this.
The point is, if you've got perfectly valid companies in Arizona that you can boycott, I don't understand why you're boycotting a company in New York.
Because people challenged us and said, no, you can't. And my father raised a girl who said, yes, she can. When people said no to me, I said yes to them.
When people said no to you, even if it didn't make any sense?
Oh, it makes sense. You'll see.
Keep watching, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, all right. It ain't making any sense thus far, boycotting a company that's in New York because it's called Arizona Iced Tea. And there's a few others. Best Western?
Yes, we are we're boycotting Best Western. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, we're boycotting that.
Why?
We don't like it.
You ever stayed at one?
Well, you're not. Are you boycotting? You just don't patronize. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Albert. Albert, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, I work at Walmart, and we are completely mm-hmm. against any business that does any slave mm-hmm. labor.
Mm-hmm.
The closest we get is union workers at most, and most of our business, it promotes mm-hmm. community jobs and stuff
right.
of that nature.
Right.
If we found, mm-hmm. if our company done research and found out any type mm-hmm. of slave work was done for Arizona Iced Tea, that product would be taken off the shelf immediately, and they would be sued.
Well, we don't, no. Well, let's be careful here. There's no slave labor going on with Arizona Iced Tea. That product is made in the United States.
No, wait a second. Yes, there is.
No, there is not. You said illegal South American immigrants.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, that's different from... That's different from slave labor.
Well, I don't know what the difference is.
Slave labor is not paying people, holding them against their will, making them work against their will for no wages.
Well, I don't know the difference. To me, that's...
Go ahead, sir.
That's what she's basically saying is slave labor. And
exactly.
And it's not slave labor.
Yeah. I think Arizona Iced Tea is made with slave labor. They enslave people to make it.
You're playing a semantic game.
No, he's not playing a... He's not playing a semantical game. Slave means something. Arizona Iced Tea doesn't have slaves.
What do you call an illegal South American?
I call him an illegal South American. I don't call him a slave. Right, Albert?
That is right. And the fact
forget it, Albert. I'm talking to Phil. We don't need to hear from you right now. Now
I want to hear from him.
From what I'm getting from her demeanor on mm-hmm. this situation, she is willing to boycott anything that she does not like for any purpose at all, not because of any kind of labor forces or anything. It's
because she does not like it. No, that is not right. I'm boycotting Arizona Iced Tea because of the Arizona immigration law. We found out it was made in New York.
It has nothing to do with Arizona.
We found out it was made in New York. Well, but it is called Arizona Iced Tea, isn't it?
That doesn't mean it has anything to do with Arizona.
That doesn't mean it's what. That doesn't mean a thing.
If you buy Arizona Iced Tea and someone sees it on your table, they'll think of the state of Arizona, won't they? Yes, they will. And they'll think, oh my goodness, Arizona, it's a very, they drink tea there. And they'll begin to think. And Arizona will be in their minds. And Arizona will be a part of their thought pattern. And to me, that is what we're against.
Basically, you're telling me, if, say, for example, there was a product with your name on it, and because I didn't like you or your name, and they bought that product, I should boycott it because of that?
Well, of course. Do you want to think about me?
Yes.
No, you don't.
To me, that's just personal preference.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me you want to boycott, you want Arizona out of people's, out of their thinking?
Well, I think a boycott is only effective if you can eliminate from people's minds altogether the very idea of that thing. And Arizona Iced Tea promotes the very idea of Arizona. And we find that vicious. We find that calculating. We find that so aberrant and wrong. Our children are being given a very bad example.
Ms. Dooley, you're creating some kind of a boogeyman here that just the fact that I think of Arizona doesn't necessarily mean it's good either. You know, I may think of a lot of things that isn't good. So anyway, Albert, thank you, sir, for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. First of all, you're boycotting them because you thought it was made in Arizona. Then you're boycotting them because somebody called you a slut. Even though you know that it's made in New York, you're going to show them. And now you're boycotting them because you want the very thought of Arizona out of people's minds.
And yes, because they called me a slut.
Yeah, they called my wife a slut. I don't want them to think about that either.
Then why do you keep bringing it up?
What?
The fact that they called your wife a slut.
He's not bringing it up. They brought it up when they saw me in the bikini bottom. Okay?
Well, Ms. Dooley, the only time I hear the word slut on this show tonight is you talking about it. Here is Sal on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my name is Sal, and I'm very honored to be on your show.
Thank
this
you, sir.
Lady, this lady, I wish you'd stop saying, That's
I'm listening.
Interruption.
I'm listening.
Well, that's interruption. Stop interrupting.
No. It's me affirming I'm affirming you.
Like Phil Henry said, that your boycott... Hold on, lady. Please, hold
I'm
on.
I'm affirming your thought.
Please
I'm affirming
stop
your
interrupting. Please stop
I'm not interrupting.
Stop
I'm, stop no,
interrupting.
I'm not interrupting.
Would you just put her on hold, bud? Put her on hold. Go ahead, Sal.
This lady keep interrupting, and like you said, Phil, I'm on your side. You're right. This is taking it personal. She's not taking any other... Listen to that. Unbelievable.
Phil Henry.